discovers America. Daisy Discovers America, starring Ella Logan as Daisy and featuring Sheldon Leonard, Larry Dobkin, Ed Max, Dick Ryan, and Lou Brings Orchestra. From the day that Columbus first discovered America, people have streamed in from Europe to help build this great nation. Artisans from Italy, railroad builders from Ireland, steel workers from the Baltics, painters from France, inventors from England and Scotland, all have joined together in this great melting pot. And now they are no longer just steel workers or inventors or painters. They are Americans. And what is an American? Anybody knows that. It's a person who eats hot dogs and yells, "Kill the umpire!" Of course, there are immigrants who don't care about hot dogs. For instance, take this young Scotswoman being asked some final questions by an official in the Office of Immigration at the Port of New York.
Your name, please?
Daisy McLennan.
Your age?
Well, it's 27, but put it down at 26 and a half. I understand that it's important in the United States for a girl to seem younger than she is.
But, Miss McLennan, taking 6 months off your age isn't going to do much good. Now, if you said you were 21 or 22...
Oh, take only the half year. I'm not a hypocrite.
Oh. And why take any off at all?
Well, it wouldn't be right for me to adopt this country as my own and begin by breaking down a sacred tradition of the American woman.
All right, Mr. McLellan. Now, where was your birthplace?
Dunfermline, Scotland.
What was that?
Dunfermline. D-U-N-F-E-R-M-L-I-N-E. You must have heard of it. It's where Mr. Andrew Carnegie was born.
Oh, yes. As I recall, he did quite well in Pittsburgh.
Quite well? He made a fortune. And isn't it wonderful? Mr. Carnegie and I both came from Dunfermline.
Color of hair?
It's black. Used to be lovely long hair that hung down my back below my waist. But I finally cut it. I was always getting a headache from sitting in it.
Tell me, what's the color of your eyes?
They're blue. I've been told that's the best color for me. Of course, if they'd been brown, there's little I could have done about it.
What is your height?
I'm 5'2". My granny always kept track of my growing. She would stand me against the wall and make a pencil mark near the top of my head. Poor granny. I remember the time she was so frightened the year she thought I was growing shorter. Thank goodness we found it was only the house that settled an inch.
And your weight?
I was about 105 pounds when I left home, but it's less now. Oh, in the voyage, I lost a lot through seasickness. I think third-class travel is not desirable. But I have to save some money to live on while I'm getting situated here in America.
Yeah. Do you have any visible distinctive marks?
Would freckles come under that classification?
Not at all. Freckles come and go.
On the contrary, mine come and stay. But, sir, this was all asked me on my other papers.
Yeah, we find there are less errors. We fill out each document by direct questioning. Now, tell me, are you married?
No, but I imagine that will come in due time. It happens to the best of us. First, I must make my own way like Andrew Carnegie did. He was not afraid to begin modestly and work hard.
Your father's name, please?
Rory McLennan. I never saw him. Granny told me he was 6'3". But when he was filled with whiskey, he could pass for 7 feet. If he had stayed in the textile mills, I might have got to know him. But he decided to be a fisherman, and it took just 2 short trips to make my mother a widow.
Your father's birthplace?
Ireland.
Your mother's name, please?
Janet Ferguson. I hardly remember her. Granny wished I'd a lot more of her Jenny's prettiness. She believed that to get along in this world, you've got to have either beauty or brains. And she was worried because neither was showing on me.
Your mother's birthplace?
My mother? Just like my father. I was born in Ireland.
Really? And how is it that you were born in Scotland?
The kippers were running.
I see. Well, that's all the information I need, Miss McLellan.
Thank you, sir.
I'll clip this to your other papers, and if you'll step outside, we'll have your landing card ready in just a few minutes.
Does this mean I'm an American now?
Not at all. You can't become an American overnight. It takes months to get your citizenship papers.
Months? But I understand you make 5,000 automobiles in a day.
Miss McClellan, we can't turn out citizens on an assembly line just like automobiles.
No? Well, I guess not. I've been changing the models every year. Well, I'll be in the waiting room.
Well, Miss McLennan, did you get your landing card?
Aye, Mrs. Gustafson. And the man will be here in a moment to hand it to me in person.
Oh, I hope Eric come out soon. We would be disappointed if anything went wrong.
Ah, nothing will go wrong, Mrs. Gustafson.
You know, we didn't know whether to settle in Texas or Minnesota. Eric says Minnesota would be used like home. So I said, why did we come all this way used to be home? Anyway, the boys would like Texas better because of Hopalong Cassidy.
Tell me, will the immigrations man be mad I make a mistake? I tell them I have 5 bambinos. I only got 4.
No, I don't think so, Senora Pelletti.
Oh, but my husband is in there, and he will say he has 4 bambinos, and they will say I tell them 5. My husband will be angry. He is always looking for some excuse to say I keep it a secret.
You mustn't worry about such things. We're new here in America. We must leave our quarrels behind. This is a new life for us.
Aye. And it's just like being born again. But it's going to be lonely sometimes. I seem so far away from the lochs and the meadowlands and the people we were comfortable with. Right now, all my folks seem so far away. Far frame my aim, I wander, but still my thoughts return till we who's out yonder in the valley by the burn. I can see the cozy ingle and the mist about the glen, where joy and sadness mingle as I hear an old world strain. And it's all, but I'm longing for my ain folk, though they be but lowly, poor and plain folk. But my heart will always be at him in dear old Scotland with my not. It isn't economical.
Well, you got a lot of bubbles there.
Aye.
It must be heavy.
Aye.
Well, coming.
Aye. suppose so.
Might as well get a load off your feet.
Aye, but I'll also take a load off my pocketbook.
Where to, miss?
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, huh? Well, I would like to take you, lady, but not in this cab. You see, it's 500 miles. The ride ain't so bad, but that meter ticking would make us both nervous wrecks.
I don't expect to go to Pittsburgh in a cab. I'll go to the railway station. But first, take me to the bridge they built for the father of your country.
For the father of the... Oh, yeah. You mean the George Washington Bridge?
Aye.
Well, that's out of the way to Grand Central Station. It'll cost you.
Whatever it takes to, you'll be paid.
Well, okay, lady. So you go to Pittsburgh, eh?
Aye. Tell me, I used to hear the streets in America were paved with gold. Is there any place it's true?
Yeah. Lady, I drove a hack in every town in the country, and never once have I got a puncture from gold nuggets.
I thought so. But I'm still determined to seek my fortune just like Andrew Carnegie.
Can it? Oh, yeah. You mean a guy that runs Carnegie Hall?
Mr. Carnegie is a famous Scotsman who came to America as a penniless immigrant and made so much money, he established a foundation and gave away thousands of dollars.
He's from Scotland. He gave away thousands of dollars.
He was a very generous man, and don't say anything uncomplimentary because he's been dead for many years.
Oh, well, then that's why he's giving the money away.
Look, if you're going to talk like this, you might as well just let me out of the cab.
Oh, it's all right. I'm sorry, lady. It was just a joke.
I know you didn't mean any harm, but you see, I'm sensitive about this. You see, Mr. Carnegie was from my hometown, Dunfermline.
Dunfermline? Never heard of it.
Dunfermline has a population of 36,500. Naturally, that would be minus one since my departure. It's a very famous city. 8 Scottish kings are buried there.
Oh, you mean it's in Scotland?
Aye.
And you're from Scotland?
Aye.
Kind of thought you didn't sound like New Jersey. How come you choose Pittsburgh?
It's where Mr. Carnegie made his fortune, and I am going to follow in his footsteps.
Oh, you're going to follow in Carnegie's footsteps, eh?
Aye. Too bad he wasn't wearing kilts. He wouldn't have taken such broad steps.
Hey, look, why don't you take a crack at New York? You know, this is the greatest little town in the world here. Just look at them buildings. Did you ever see anything that reach up in the sky like that?
Aye. Fair takes your breath away. But I want to take a train and cross all of the America that I read about. I want to see the steel mills in Pittsburgh and the farms in Indiana and the oil fields in Oklahoma. And orange trees in California. I just want to see it all before I decide.
Holy gee, you talk like the dames that used to teach at PS 64. Believe me, lady, there ain't nothing west of New York of any value except maybe parking space.
Oh, look there, is that it? Is that the bridge?
Yeah, that's the George Washington Bridge. It's 2 miles long. It joins New York and New Jersey, much against their will.
I'm here at last. Oh, drive to the very middle where New York and New Jersey connect. And then I want you to stop. Oh, what a sight this is.
Now, wait, just you want me to stop in the middle of the bridge?
Aye, there's an extra shilling in it for you if you do.
A shilling? Lady, I hope that you're paying me in American money. If my old lady shakes any strange coins out of my pants, she'll accuse me of having been to Europe during my night shift.
Don't worry about it. Oh, look at that view. It's heaven.
It ain't heaven, lady. It's New Jersey. Well, here's the state line.
Stop a minute.
Well... All right, I can just stop a second. The traffic gets heavy. Hey, what are you doing? Don't get out here.
Oh, please, wait for me. I've dreamed about this moment.
Lady, get back in the cab. Hey, lady, I'm blocking traffic. Give me my fare, will you? You can stay here as long as you like.
Here I am. Daisy McLennan from Dunfermline. And I'm standing on the George Washington Bridge, named after the father of the country. 1 foot is in New York, and 1 foot in New Jersey. And all to the west lies America. America, I love you. You're like a sweetheart of mine. From ocean to ocean, for you my devotion is touching each boundary line. Just like a little baby climbing its mama's knee.
Investigate report someone trying to throw woman off center of George Washington Bridge. Calling all cars, calling all cars. New Jersey squads in the vicinity of George Washington Bridge. Check on woman attempting to jump.
City desk.
Huh?
What?
George Washington Bridge. Hey, Mansfield, take a photographer and hop over to the George Washington Bridge. Some sort of a disturbance, but maybe we can make it sound like attempted sabotage.
Hey, lady, will you come on already? Here come the cops.
The cops? Oh, you mean the police constables. Say, they look like they're after someone.
Oh, you can bet on that.
Ooh, maybe we'll see them catch somebody.
Yeah, I'll bet on that myself.
Where is she? Where's the dame that's gonna jump?
Oh, they stopped you in time, huh?
Me? Did you think I was gonna jump?
Yeah.
With all that water down there. I can't swim. I don't even go in the deep end of my bathtub.
What is this all about?
That dame is off her nut, officer. She was standing right in the middle of the bridge singing and jammed up traffic. Look, I got a truck with 60,000 eggs bound for Manhattan. And if I don't get them out of the sun before they spoil, you'll have to bury New York and build it somewhere else.
Well, miss, what's the idea of singing on the bridge?
I didn't mean to cause any trouble. You see, when my heart is full of happiness, it gives me a feeling inside like I'm going to burst. And then I sing.
Mm-hmm. Next time it'd be better if you just burst. It won't block traffic.
Okay, move aside, move aside. What's going on?
This young lady's got the bridge jammed up clear into New York.
She's loused up New Jersey, too.
I was only singing a song. Is that such a terrible thing?
Well, it is when you block the right of way. Why don't you sing on a side street where the worst that might happen is you get hit by a flower pot?
I don't think you understand.
Huh?
This was the only place where I could have 1 foot in New Jersey and 1 foot in New York. And I had looked forward to it since the day I left home.
Where is your home?
It was Dunfermline.
So don't joke with me. Where do you live?
Dunfermline.
Yeah, that's in Scotland, officer. The kid just arrived today.
Why couldn't she have arrived tomorrow, which is my day off?
Better get her out of here before this jam gets any worse.
Yeah, I'm arresting you, young lady, for disturbing the peace, starting a riot.
Take it easy, buddy. I'm hauling her in myself. This is a New Jersey case.
It is not. She's standing in New York.
She's standing in New Jersey.
You're both wrong. She's standing in New York and New Jersey.
But she's leaning toward New York.
We better decide jurisdiction right here, or this bridge will be jammed all day.
Hey, Girlie, come here a minute. I want to talk to you.
I didn't want to make trouble.
Yeah, I know. Just step over here. We can iron it all out.
They can't arrest you. They can arrest you if you move, lady.
I don't know what to do. This never happened to Andrew Carnegie.
Maybe I ought to just grab...
No, you can't do that. It's illegal. She's half in New York, half in New Jersey.
I tell you what. I'll extradite my head.
No. You got to get papers. That'll take all day. Wait a minute. Lady, please... Move, will you?
Hey, Lonigan, the captain says get the bridge cleared. Everybody thinks it's a disaster. The Red Cross is already starting to serve donuts.
I'm a wee bit hungry myself.
Will you guys do something? I gotta get my eggs out of here. The other truck drivers are beginning to whisper and point at me.
Well, that's tough. Listen, we all want to get out of here.
Yeah, well, you're the guy that brought the dame here. You started the whole thing.
Well, when a fare asks me to take her somewhere, I do it.
You shouldn't be driving a hack if you don't know better than to stop in the middle of the bridge.
Hey, go sit on your eggs. Yourself out a new head.
Why, you no good meter jockey. I'm gonna poke you right in the nose.
Yeah, get him. Well, you are gonna get it first.
Hey, knock it off.
Lonigan, get the riot squad. Call the state troopers. Call another.
Next case, State of New York versus Miss Daisy McLennan, charged with obstructing traffic, creating a disturbance, and inciting to riot.
How do you plead, guilty or not guilty?
I was just singing, Your Worship.
Guilty or not guilty?
Guilty of singing.
Do you plead guilty of obstructing traffic, creating a disturbance, and inciting to riot?
Guilty of singing.
You're not charged with singing.
Well, perhaps they enjoyed it.
Bailiff. Read the list of damages ensuing as a result of the defendant's singing on the George Washington Bridge.
Coast Trucking Company, 2 fenders smashed. John Forbes convertible, 3 fenders bent, bumper broken. Margaret Johnson sedan car grill smashed. Gas tank ripped. Fred Dorsey coupe, 4 fenders bent, tire punctured. Benjamin Fox, 2 bumpers broken, windshield cracked, teeth chipped. George Melton, radiator caved in, New Jersey Bus Company, entrance doors smashed.
That's enough. Well, Miss McLennan, that's what happened when you sang.
Is that over or under par for the bridge?
Are you joking with me?
Oh, no, sir. I wouldn't dare.
Where do you live, Miss McLennan?
I haven't settled as yet, sir. I just arrived from Scotland.
I see. And you're planning to stay?
Aye, sir. I have adopted the country. It's mine.
Mm-hmm. And when you were arrested, you were just taking possession of the bridge.
Oh, no, Your Worship. I'll try to make you understand. You see, I come from the same town as Andrew Carnegie, and I want to work hard and get somewhere, just like he did.
Yes, well, Mr. Carnegie was a credit to Scotland as well as the United States.
Oh, many Scotsmen have done well here. Take Alexander Graham Bell. He invented the telephone, which has done so much for so many people, including Mr. Donamichi. And the Scots are very inventive, you know. James Watt developed the steam engine, and the raincoat was invented by Charles McIntosh.
Obviously, Miss McLennan, the Scottish people have contributed to the progress of the world. Therefore, what were you doing holding up progress on the George Washington Bridge?
I didn't realize, Your Worship. You see, it was my first hour in America. And it was like all the things I had read and dreamed about. I had seen a picture with a view from the bridge, and I wanted to be the first of... Well, I just wanted to see it first of all. And I got so carried away, I just started to sing. It's the same way I felt when I saw the Statue of Liberty. It's the way I'd feel if I saw your other institutions, like the Washington Monument or Ebbets Field. You see, you've been in America all your life. You've had time to get used to it. I just arrived, and it's like taking a drink of Scotch whiskey. First it warms you, and then before you know it, you're taking the high road and the low road all at the same time.
Well, I appreciate your feelings, Miss McLennan, but there are the charges of the arresting officers.
Oh, if you'll pardon me, Your Worship. Your Honor. You know, I could have been mistaken. It might be that a taxi cab was stalled on the bridge.
Let's say it was a truckload of eggs, huh?
Come to think of it, Judge, it was just one of those jams that happen when everybody suddenly decides they want to drive over the bridge and see the view.
Well, miss, it looks like the officers saw nothing unusual. So for Andrew Carnegie and his protege. Case dismissed.
Oh, thank you, sir. And thank you, constables. You're very kind. And I want you to know that I think both ends of your bridge are lovely. This is just the way I knew the country and the people were. Oh, Your Worship, would you mind if I signed? Because I have that feeling again.
Oh, why not? After all, I missed the performance on the bridge.
Excuse me, I gotta go deliver my eggs.
Grab your coat and grab your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Oh, come on now. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Listen, listen, shh. Can't you hear a bit of pat? Why, honey, that happy tune, baby, that's your step. You know life could be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. Why, look at me. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But now I'm not afraid. I'm just a rover stopping over. And if I never had a cent, why, I'd be rich as a Rockefeller with gold dust all around my feet. Ah, but that's on the sunny side of the street. Including Nelson, with gold dust falling money all around my feet on the sunny. Oh.
Discovers America stars Ella Logan and features Sheldon Leonard, Larry Dobkin, Ed Max, Dick Ryan, and Lou Brings Orchestra. It is written and directed by Charlie Isaacs. This has been a presentation of the NBC Hollywood Program Department.